The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kisser365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Mendy Stern.
Hilchos Shabbos, we're in the middle of Siman Ayin Zayin, Dinei HaKiddush V'Asufos B'Layil L'Yom, the laws of Kiddush and the meals, both by day and by night and by day. We are up to Sif Yud. Yayin Shal Kiddush, the wine of Kiddush, Lefisha Hu Mitzarki Asura, because it is a need of the meal, meaning it's necessary for the meal, so therefore it's considered to be part of the meal, even though you're drinking it before you start your actual meal, before you actually say Hamaitzi and you start eating your bread. And therefore, Enei Ta'un Bracha Ma'acharav, it doesn't require a bracha achran. You don't have to say an Al Geffen after you finish drinking the wine. The Birchas HaMazon Petrasai, because of benching that you will say after the meal, will take care of the wine, because benching exempts all food you ate during the meal from a bracha achrana. And even though the wine wasn't actually during the meal, since the wine was a necessity for the meal, so therefore it's treated as part of the meal, and the benching after at the end will take care of it. However, Yish Paiskim, there are Paiskim, the Sirlu, they are of the opinion, they hold that the benching does not exempt the obligation of a bracha achrena for the wine that you drank by Kiddush. Okay, and therefore, in Asher, if possible, a person should make an effort, should try, and after he benches, should make a blessing on another cup of wine. The Yishta Revius and drink a Revius, and we've discussed, is somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces. We have, and you should say the Bracha Achreina, and lift the Gamas, and you should have in mind that this Aleh Geffen is going to exempt him from his obligation of Aleh Geffen for Kiddush, because it covers both. Any wine that you have drunk, will be exempted by this blessing of Aleh Geffen. The Mishnah Berurah also discusses this issue, this disagreement among the Paiskim as to whether or not one can fulfill the obligation of the Bracha Achreina on the wine by benching, and he doesn't say this, that one should make sure to drink wine afterwards, but he does say that one should have specific intentions while benching to exempt his obligation of the Aleh Geffen that he has to say for the wine. The Mishnah Berurah feels that is sufficient to cover your basis. Sif Yud Aleph, and wine that you're going to drink in the middle of the meal, you do not have to say a new, fresh blessing of Lo'ir Pri HaGafen. Sheniftar, that he is exempted that wine he's going to drink in the middle of the meal, the Birchas Lo'ir Pri HaGafen should be kiddush with the blessing that he said on the wine, the Lo'ir Pri HaGafen that he said before kiddush. And this, however, is only if you knew you had some intention to drink wine during the meal. If you had absolutely no intention whatsoever of drinking wine during the meal, you never drink wine during the meal, and happens to be for some reason that today, sometime in the middle, someone convinced you to drink some wine, so there one cannot say that the blessing he said on the Kiddush is going to cover the wine he's drinking during the meal, because he didn't have intentions that you covered the wine he's drinking during the meal. Just if he sometimes, normally or sometimes, drinks wine during the meal, then it's assumed. Now, when he said the blessing of Lo'ir Pri HaGafen before Kiddush, so that he intended that that should cover all wine he's going to drink through the meal also. But if he really never intends to drink wine during the meal, and something changed his mind all of a sudden in the middle of this particular meal, he would have to recite a new bracha of Lo'ir Pri HaGafen. And even though it's in the middle of the meal and he already said Hamaitzi, and normally one does not say a blessing in the middle of a bread meal, however, wine is special. That is its own special blessing, and therefore you would have to say a blessing in the middle of the meal and say a Lo'ir Pri HaGafen. And one more point, that the people who heard Kiddush, who didn't actually themselves say Kiddush, so while it's true that they heard the blessing of Lo'ir Pri HaGafen, but if they did not drink any wine during Kiddush, then they also would have to make their own blessing if they drink wine during the meal, because while they fulfill their obligation of Kiddush, they did not really fulfill their obligation of the blessing of Lo'ir Pri HaGafen because they didn't drink at all. And therefore, if they want to drink during the meal, they would have to say, even if they intended to drink during the meal, they would have to say a separate prayer for Yagafen. However, if they drank during Kiddush, then they already fulfilled their obligation of the blessing of prayer for Yagafen, as long as they intended, possibly, to drink wine during the meal, they would not have to say another bracha of prayer for Yagafen on the wine they're drinking during the meal. Sif Yud Beis. Kiddush Arkais. A person said Kiddush on a cup of liquid. He thought that the beverage inside the cup was wine. Afterwards, he found that it was water or some other beverage. And he has not fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush, because the obligation of Kiddush is only on wine. You have to say Kiddush with wine. You can't fulfill your obligation by saying Kiddush on a cup of water. And therefore, his Kiddush did not count, even though he said the whole blessing of Kiddush. It doesn't make a difference. He has not fulfilled his rabbinic obligation of Kiddush on wine, and therefore Yachsav Yekadosh Al Yain, he has to repeat the Kiddush and say Kiddush again on wine. However, V'imamam lefan of Yain Al Shulchan, if there was wine in a bottle on the table, V'hoya Daita and Lishtais Yain Gamet Echasu, then he had intentions to drink wine during the meal. So it comes out that when he said this blessing of Repri Agafen, he really had intentions that should take effect on the wine in the bottle also. So then we could say that Ein Tzarich LeKadosh Shenis, he does not have to say Kiddush a second time, to have a Kilo Kiddush on Yain, as if he said Kiddush on the wine in the bottle. And even though the beverage in the cup, which he thought he was saying Kiddush on, was not wine, but since it was wine in the bottle, and he intended to drink that wine during the meal, so he has fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush, and as long as he hasn't interrupted, he should drink from that wine, and he has fulfilled his obligation. However, if there was no wine in front of him on the table, but there was wine in his house, elsewhere, let's say in the kitchen, and he intended to drink that wine during the meal, just wasn't present at the table, so while he has not fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush, because one cannot say that he said Kiddush on the wine, which is in the kitchen, not even in front of him, still, he doesn't have to repeat the blessing of Bar Pri Agafen. He says the blessing of Kiddush, meaning we're assuming he hasn't interrupted. He said the blessing of Kiddush, he looked in his cup, or took a drink, and he realized right away that it was water. And he hasn't interrupted, so therefore the blessing of Bar Pri Agafen is still okay, still good. And he can go into the kitchen, bring out a bottle of wine, pour himself another cup, and just say the bracha of Asher Kiddush Anu, the Kiddush blessing. He doesn't have to say the bracha of Bar Pri Agafen, because that bracha still has effect, since he intended that blessing to take effect on the wine in the kitchen also. So therefore, that blessing will be effective for the wine that he now is bringing out to the table. And all he has to do is say Kiddush. Again, it's all assuming he didn't interrupt. If he didn't realize until later that the wine and that what he drank wasn't Kiddush, it was some other type of beverage, such as, let's say, cranberry juice or something, and he had a cold that day, and he didn't realize that what he drank was not wine, and it was some other beverage, and he's been talking in the middle, and maybe they even washed, and they said, and he didn't realize at all that he didn't fulfill his obligation of Kiddush, and then later, sometime later, he realizes, so he can no longer use that blessing of Bar Pri Agafen on this new wine, on the wine that was in the kitchen, because he interrupted between his bracha and the drinking of the wine. If we would have to, when he says Kiddush over again, he would even have to say the bracha of Bar Pri Agafen over again. But if the cup was, if the beverage in the cup was beer or mead, min mashke midvash, some type of alcoholic beverage made of honey, v'makam shuchamay medina, in a place where this is the normative drink of choice in this country, and discusses earlier, Ayin La'el, Simen Mem Hei, Sif Alvi discusses the definition of Chamay Medina earlier in Simen Mem Hei, that's a beverage which, it's an area where they don't drink wine normally because the wine is too expensive and not easily available, and this is the beverage of choice in that region instead of wine, so that will be considered Chamay Medina. And therefore, if one has Chamay Medina in his cup, and that is a beverage that he accidentally said Kiddush on. So, b'chol oifen, in all situations, ein tzarich lekadosh shein, he doesn't have to repeat the blessing of Kiddush. El yivarich shehakol, you should just say the proper blessing of shehakol because the blessing on beer is not bar peragafen, rather shahakal. V'yishten, you should drink, because there are opinions that one could make kiddush on chamar medina. And therefore, even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch told us earlier that one should not rely on those opinions on Friday night, and if one doesn't have wine, one should not use beer, rather one should use challah. However, in this situation, since he did say the Kiddush, it's ex post facto, it's too late. He already said the Kiddush on the beverage in his cup, unwittingly. So then you should rely on those opinions that he has fulfilled his obligation, rather than say a second bracha, second blessing, which may be in vain, because he may already have fulfilled his obligation, and he should just say a shahakol and drink the beverage in his cup and fulfill his obligation that way. The mekaymes in the places should know again lekaddish achan etilas kedayim, that the custom is to wash their hands for bread before they say kiddush. Many people of German descent have this custom that they first wash for bread and then they say kiddush. So now they're really ready to eat their bread while they're saying kiddush. So that kind of mitzvah pass before they cut the bread, before they say amutzi on the bread. So gamkin also in tzarech lachzor lekaddish, then you do not have to repeat kiddush. El mivarech hamitzi, you just say hamitzi, you have a kilo kiddush on pass. It's as if you said kiddush on bread, since one could fulfill his obligation of kiddush by saying it on bread, as we discussed earlier. So even though he intended on saying that, he thought he was saying kiddush on wine, but if he finds out that the beverage in his cup is really water, and he can't fulfill his obligation with water, no matter, even if everyone drinks only water in this particular place, the place can tell us water is never considered chamar medina, and will always not be valid for kiddush. So he didn't fulfill his obligation of kiddush on the beverage in the cup, but since he has bread in front of him, and he could fulfill his obligation of kiddush with the bread, so we say that the kiddush takes effect on the bread and just says hamotzi and he eats. However, if he did not yet wash, he can't fulfill his obligation of kiddush with the bread because he won't be able to eat right away. He'll have to interrupt in order to wash. And that interruption is going to be too much of a break, a hefsek, between the kiddush and the hamotzi, so we can't treat it as if he said the kiddush on the bread since he can't eat the bread right now. He'll have to say kiddush all over again. If he has wine, he should say it on wine. And if he finds he really doesn't have any wine in the house, then he should indeed wash and say kiddush on the bread, like the kitzur taught us in the previous sifin. Sifin gimel. Gam b'yoyim b'sudah shachris, also by day meal, sarach lekaddish alakayz, he is obligated to say kiddush on a cup. The hainun, that means shemavarech alav bar priagafi. He doesn't say the whole text of the kiddush of Friday night, but rather he just says the blessing of bar priagafin. The Zohar Kiddush, that is the body, the main legal body of Kiddush during the day. The Gam Nashim Chayavis, because then women are also obligated to say or fulfill their obligation of this Kiddush. Many people have a custom to say other words besides for the actual blessing of Berpri Agafen. They start with the verses of Zohar Sama Shavas Akacha, Yashama Sama Shavas, whatever it is, whatever person's custom is, he should follow. But ultimately, the main body of Kiddush is the blessing. Therefore, if somebody didn't hear the verses beforehand, all he heard was the blessing. But Priya Gafin, he has fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush. The Gam Kedem Kiddush there, also before this Kiddush, by day, also in Litzayim Chum, one is not allowed to taste anything, to eat anything, not feel naim, even water. K'mevi Kiddush Alayla, just like Kiddush at night. And the Kiddush over here, the novelty over here is that even though Kiddush on Friday night is an obligation from the Torah, well, one does not have to say Kiddush on wine, according to the Torah, but the actual Kiddush is an obligation of the Torah, and therefore it's a little more strict. One might have thought, therefore, that the prohibition against eating or drinking would only apply to the Friday night Kiddush, whereas the Kiddush by day, which is completely rabbinic in origin, that by the Torah law, there's no obligation at all to say any form of Kiddush by day, might have thought that that is less strict, and the rabbi didn't institute a prohibition against eating before saying Kiddush. So the Kitzur is telling you that even by daytime it is forbidden to eat or to drink before Kiddush. However, this prohibition only applies when you have the obligation to say Kiddush, which is after Shacharis. After one has said Shacharis, then the obligation of Kiddush has started because that's the only time a person is allowed to eat a meal. Before Shachris, it is forbidden to eat a meal, as the Kitzur discussed much earlier, in the laws of Shachris. No one is not allowed to eat a meal before he says Daven Shachris. Therefore, there's no obligation of Kiddush yet, because there's no obligation to have a Suda, and Kiddush is a function of the Suda Shabbos, of the meal of Shabbos. Therefore, one could eat or drink whatever he's allowed to eat or drink before davening. And therefore, to have a drink of water before davening on Shabbos morning is permissible, since he can't have a meal, therefore he's not obligated in Kiddush, so he's allowed to eat, because he's not considered to be eating before Kiddush. If, however, he would, let's say, be sick, and he would be allowed to eat before a full meal before davening, and then Mr. Bertin says that he would therefore have to make Kiddush before davening, since he has an obligation since it's permissible for him to eat a suda, therefore the obligation of Kiddush starts upon him. However, there are those who argue at that point, one should ask a Rav if he's in such a situation where he has to we have to eat before davening, should he or should he not say Kiddush, or has he fulfilled his obligation of Kiddush at that time? Continues the Kitzur. Well, mitzvah min ha-mufchon is a mitzvah done in the best possible way. This Kiddush also, not just the night Kiddush, but also this daytime Kiddush should be Aliyah and Dafka, specifically and only said over wine. However, if whiskey, schnapps, some type of other alcoholic beverage is more beloved to you, and he says Kiddush on it, assuming that that beverage is considered Chamar Medina, based on the definition that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch told us in Sin Memhe, Gam Ken Yotze, you also have fulfilled your obligation, and even though we said the Friday night Kiddush, you cannot say, you're not supposed to say it on any beverage other than wine, and if you don't have wine, you should rather say it on bread, and the rules are slightly different for the daytime Kiddush, and if one either doesn't have wine, or prefers, if wine's too expensive, or he prefers other type of beverage, then one can say Kiddush on that and fulfill his obligation of Kiddush. Gam Ken Yotze, he also has fulfilled his obligation. However, Yizar, you should be careful. That the cup should hold the revius, the full revius of the beverage, of, let's say, the whiskey. V'yishtem loy lugmav, and he has to drink a loy lugmav, a cheekful, which is said is a majority of revius, at least an ounce, or more than an ounce and a half, without any significant interruption. And there are those who have a custom to make Kiddush on less whiskey and drink less than a loy lugmav. If one has such a custom, there are grounds for, there are halachic grounds, basis for trying to uphold that custom. If one does not have such a custom, one should consult with his rabbi before adopting such a custom. There are halachic difficulties with such a custom, with not doing the way the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch teaches us, to have a cup holding a revius and to drink a full maloy lugmav. If a person says Kiddush on wine, he writes in lishta is gam yain sarf, like coffee, and he wants to also drink whiskey or coffee or some other beverage, soda, any other beverage. This applies even at night. Normally the rule is that if one, the Talmud teaches us, if one says a bar priag often and drinks wine, then one has fulfilled his obligation of all other blessings on any beverage, because wine is the most significant, important beverage. And if one says a blessing on the wine, he has fulfilled his obligation, doesn't have to say a blessing on any other beverage. However, the details of when that rule applies are subject to a dispute, and one should look earlier in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we discussed the issue. Sifya Dalet. Bein b'mayim l'bein b'yayim, whether we're dealing with the nighttime Kiddush or the daytime Kiddush, ain't Kiddush el v'makim suda. One can only fulfill his obligation of saying Kiddush in a place where he will be having his Shabbos meal. Shenem avikarosa la Shabbos, I know you should call Shabbos a delight. V'doshu razao, and our rabbis expound upon that verse. Klaimer, sorry, v'makim she'ata kariyon la Shabbos, that in the place where you call Shabbos, Klaimer, Kriya, the Kiddush, in the place where you say the calling of Kiddush, the recitation of Kiddush, Shem Tehainig, that's where you should have the enjoyment, that's where you should have your Shabbos meal. And therefore, you cannot fulfill your obligation of Kiddush unless it's in the place where you eat your meal. V'im kiddush v'bayezeh, if you said the vlasti of kiddush in this house, v'lechol v'ayisach, and you're going to eat your meal in a different house, afil in the shas kiddush, even if at the time of saying kiddush, haya v'dayte was in his mind, came this idea that he was going to move after kiddush to a different house, and the yitzidei kiddush has not fulfilled the obligation of kiddush because you didn't say the kiddush in the makam suda. If, however, you could still see your first location from the second location, meaning you can, let's say, look through the window and see the first house where you made kiddush, see into the place where you made kiddush, and there are opinions that one has fulfilled his obligation, so while certainly optimally one should not rely on such an opinion, the d'evit, if it did happen, which happens sometimes on sukkahs, for example, one may said kiddush in the sukkah and then it started pouring and he ends up saying hamotzi and eating his suda in the house and the sukkah is not connected to the house, if only if he did that, and after he realized it's a problem, then he can see the sukkah from the house, then the d'evit he has fulfilled his obligation. But certainly one should optimally not rely on such a thing. Not only do you have to say kiddush in the same place that you're going to eat your suda, you really should eat the suda right after you say kiddush. You shouldn't have a significant delay. If you did not eat right away after kiddush, you have not fulfilled your obligation of kiddush. However, if you had intentions to eat right away and then something came up and you had a significant break, the Mishnah Berurah says that one has fulfilled his obligation of kiddush, assuming he didn't leave and go somewhere else. If he went somewhere else and then came back, the Mishnah Berurah says not so clear what the halacha is. And certainly one should make an effort to try to eat right away. And if he intended not to eat right away, even if he afterwards changed his mind, the Mishnah Berurah says he has not fulfilled his obligation of kiddush. Rather, he has to make kiddush with the intention to have his suda right away. And during the daytime, even though he does not intend to eat his fixed meal, meaning his bread meal, right afterwards, he could say kiddush and eat a little bit of paskisnin, that's what we call cake, or something with the brachas mezainis, that if he would eat enough of it, he would have to say hamotzi. And then, he has to drink from the cup of wine. In order to say an after bracha, both on the cake and on the wine, if he doesn't drink a revius of the wine, he has a problem. he can't really say an gefen unless they're revius, and therefore you should make sure to drink a full revius. And he has fulfilled his obligation of kiddush and makam suda, of eating, saying kiddush in the place where he eats, because past kisnin, a cake, is at least during the daytime meal, is considered a meal for this purpose. The kitzur certainly implies that for the nighttime meal, one should not rely on this. But there are those who are more lenient, and even by the nighttime meal, they say that one could rely on this idea of eating cake and treating that as kiddush b'makam suda, that the eating of the cake will be considered a meal, and he has fulfilled his obligation of kiddush. And certainly, ex post facto, the kitzur would hold that he wants to fulfill his obligation, as he mentioned in the previous siman, that one could write even a more lenient opinion if he is stuck. Continue the kitzur. He could even do this. May say kiddush and eat some cake even before davening musaf in Levi Cholish. If his heart is weak and he feels he won't be able to daven properly, then he feels extra hungry. So then he could say kiddush and eat a little bit of cake. Umayo, and a mayo, someone is performing a bris mila on Shabbos. He's going to be saying the blessing on the kais. So really, anybody who is going to be saying the bracha on the cup of wine, that it's customary to say the bracha on a cup of wine by a mila. You didn't say kiddush yet. You should drink from the cup of wine a cheekful, which is to fulfill the obligation of kiddush, as we said before. But is an additional revius, that he could, there are opinions that he could fulfill his obligation of kiddush b'makam suda, of treat a full revius of wine, extra revius of wine, as being a meal, and he will fulfill his obligation that way. And Shabura says that one should not rush to use this leniency. It's preferable to eat cake rather than to rely on drinking more wine. Additionally, Mr. Brewer says that the custom is to give the cup of by bris milah to a katan, to somebody who, to a child who doesn't have a problem of eating before Kiddush, rather than drinking oneself. That's what Mr. Brewer says the custom is, and the person should do whatever his personal custom, whatever his rub said they should do. Sif Teslav. Mutan litai machar tfilah shachar tkain tfilah mustaf. As we mentioned already in the previous sif, it's permitted to taste, to eat something after davening shachar's before the tefillah of musaf. But t'ima, we say t'ima, tasting, hainu paskebeh, means bread, the amount of, the volume of an egg. Well, yes, but not more, because more is already considered a kvias, considered a fixed meal, and one should not eat that, a fixed meal, before davening musaf. So pears and fruit, a feel higher, but even many pears could be enlisted as a slave, and even if it's going to satisfy you, still that's considered only t'ima, only tasting. As long as you say Kiddush first, Yisra can learn Lugmav and drink a cheekful of Vaidravias plus an additional Vaidravias and an additional Ravias of wine, meaning assuming that you don't have cake to eat, or you only want to drink wine and eat fruit. So then you could fulfill your obligation of a meal at the time of Kiddush by having an additional Ravias of wine besides for the Mulad Lugmav that needs to drink in order to fulfill his obligation of Kiddush. He says, parenthetically, the Leisa Tzarech, at a time of pressing need, Mesanchinim, you're in line, the Zeis have a Kiddush Makim Suda, that's considered Kiddush Makim Suda. Clearly, he feels that the optimal way of being, fulfilling your obligation of Kiddush, the Makim Suda, is to eat something else, like bread, or at least cake, which he says in the next line, a Yishter and Vias, you should drink or Revius, in order for him to be able to say his bracha achrein of al-geffen, Revius yain, drink a Revius of wine, v'yechal kezayis, and eat a kezayis mechameshas miyadagan of some food which is made from one of the five grains, which he has to say a bracha mezayis on, even if it's not passable b'kisman, something which, if you'd eat enough of it, you'd have to say a mitzi, but it's at least a mezayis. So you have to say the bracha mezayis, such as noodles, or something like that. Even that seems to be better to fulfill his obligation of Kiddush, and then he could eat his fruit or whatever else he wants to eat, as long as he doesn't eat too much bread. However, even if one's only eating cake or other mezonos, there is a limit to how much one could eat and still be considered only a t'ima, 100% clear in the in the price game, one should consult his Rav if he really wants to eat a lot of cake before Musaf.